There is something chilling about an oligarchy that no longer even pretends to care whether the public believes its lies, when it abandons even the pretense of being representative of the people. We are now asked to assent to the narrative that Ghislaine Maxwell was imprisoned for trafficking underage girls to no one, and that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself, but that he did so despite there being no evidence of a pedophilic franchise. There is no Epstein client list, we are now told, and there never was, even as members of the administration swore to release it. Even in the charitable scenario in which there was neither a list nor pedophiles, key members of the administration swore to release a document that did not exist. In February, Attorney General Pam Bondi infamously said the list was sitting on her desk. She had previously further stated that the FBI was reviewing tens of thousands of videos from Jeffrey Epstein's island, quote, with children or child porn, end quote. If that wasn't enough, the footage of Jeffrey Epstein's cell, which we were told did not exist due to technical problems, actually did exist all along. But the release of the allegedly raw video contains metadata showing its editing via Adobe Premiere Pro. 2 minutes and 53 seconds are missing from the footage. The story has reached an implausibility that is so extreme as to be laughable, were we not discussing the potential for high-ranking pedophiles in positions of power. Yet, the people are expected to shrug, to pretend that this is an insignificant development, as if a major pedophile ring among the nation's elite is a trivial matter. Even more unsettling is the political U-turn on this issue. The same administration that once vowed transparency has now labeled outrage over Epstein to be a hoax. In fact, President Trump on his social media platform, Truth Social, went a step further. He referred to those who were upset about the Epstein scandal as his past supporters, effectively disavowing them. Quote, "The radical left Democrats have hit pay dirt again. Just like with the fake and fully discredited Steele dossier, the lying 51 intelligence agents, the laptop from hell which the Dems swore had come from Russia, no, it came from Hunter Biden's bathroom, and even the Russia scam itself, a totally fake and made-up story used in order to hide crooked Hillary Clinton's big loss in the 2016 presidential election. These scams and hoaxes are all the Democrats are good at. It's all they have. They are no good at governing, no good at policy, and no good at picking winning candidates. And unlike Republicans, they stick together like glue. Their new past scam is what we will forever call the Jeffrey Epstein hoax, and my past supporters have bought into this bull, hook, line, and sinker. They haven't learned their lesson, and probably never will, even after being conned by the lunatic left for 8 long years. I have had more success in 6 months than perhaps any president in our country's history, and all these people want to talk about, with strong prodding by the fake news and the success-starved Dems, is the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. Let these weaklings continue forward and do the Democrats' work. Don't even think about talking about incredible and unprecedented success, because I don't want their support anymore. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Make America great again." End quote. There's something disturbing about the insistence that we all just repeat an obvious untruth, and about a group willingness to promote a narrative so obviously fake, with disregard for the complete lack of trust that will come from it. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt claimed that the material was not released because it was, quote, "incredibly graphic and it contained child pornography," end quote. So we must naturally ask, who was in the videos with the children? Are we to believe that all of them solely contained Jeffrey Epstein? The memo released by the Department of Justice claims that they seized 300 gigabytes of data and that they cannot make it public because they won't release child pornography. The same memo claimed that there were over 1,000 victims. The actual claim is that this one man had 1,000 victims and a single woman trafficked them to him. And then he videoed his own raping of these children for no reason at all. The implicit assertion is that the women who testified about the other men were simply lying, despite having no cause to do so. They had nothing to gain by naming Epstein's high-profile friends as abusers. J.P. Morgan settled a case brought by 200 victims, arguing that the financial entity ignored the red flags on Epstein's accounts because they liked the amount of money. That brings us to the obvious follow-up. Who was paying him? If even J.P. Morgan admits, and was willing to settle, that his accounts were indicative of sex trafficking, where did his millions come from? Likewise with Deutsche Bank, which settled for $75 million. It's not the first time that accusations of widespread pedophilia among the nation's elites have been made, and then ignored or covered up. Nebraska State Senator John DeCamp attempted to bring attention to such a ring, which he later detailed in a book, but was ignored. He was written off as crazy because he mentioned the then-secret experiments of MKUltra, the program that has since been admitted by the government. As for the Jeffrey Epstein saga, Americans are being conditioned to accept that they will likely never know the truth. Why did the Trump administration suddenly turn and deny what they had previously alleged, and turn back on promises of transparency and prosecutions? Some jumped to the conclusion that President Trump himself must have been implicated, but if that was the case, it stands to reason that the last administration would have made full use of that when they were making up charges against him. It's possible that someone close to Trump was implicated in the investigation, but it seems far more likely that the intelligence agencies that have long ruled from the shadows are still doing so, and Epstein was part of that. In the end, the Epstein scandal has done more than expose individual depravity. It has revealed the machinery of a system that protects its own, not by covering its tracks competently, but by flaunting its impunity. The message is not just that they are above the law, but that we are beneath notice.